It's Krishna's mercy that we are able to make right choices. So the mind's function is to accept and reject. But the problem is, when it is misprogrammed, it doesn't know what to accept and what to reject. And not only that, it takes control of the intelligence also. So then the intelligence also becomes misled. And as I said earlier, we use the intelligence to rationalize the mind's choices. Prabhupada says in one lecture that, you know, we are meant to use our intelligence to control the enjoying mentality. But our problem is that we are habituated to enjoying intelligently. Enjoying intelligently. Enjoy, and then I try to use my intelligence to figure out, you know, how to do it. Say, you know, I surf some websites and then I don't want anyone to come to know I surf the website. Then I go and delete the history. So I'm using my intelligence. So then the intelligence right now is controlled by the mind. And that's why we need to connect with Krishna very strongly. And that connection happens at multiple levels. The inner guidance from Krishna, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, that comes. At the same time, Krishna's guidance comes from scripture also. When we associate with devotees and study scripture, that guidance is what will stabilize our intelligence. And the more we act according to that guidance, the more we make healthy choices, then Krishna sees that this person wants to come close to me, then I will guide that person. Because that before that, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, there is Tesham Satad Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvaka. So we need to serve him with some affection, or at least some favorable attitude. Then that intelligence comes. So our intelligence alone is not enough. But when we use our intelligence to study Krishna's message, so there are, as you said, the mind is very simple, sankalpa vikalpa. But in the present age, our mind, the simple is not simple for us. It's like, say, simple living, you may say. But if you actually go to a village and try to live simply, for those of us who are used to the comforts and the gadgets of modern time, it's not easy. It's quite difficult. So like that, just if I say some kalpa, that's the mind. Accept, reject, that's all the mind is. We can't connect with it. But then we give some contemporary examples. You know, default program, the pop-up windows, and all that. Then we can connect with it. So Srila Prabhupada would also do that all the time. That he would give contemporary examples. You know, in the seventh canto, when Prahlad is offering his prayers, Jivahikto Chutvikarshati Mahavitrupta. So he says that the tongue is attracted in one direction, the ears are attracted in another direction, the nose is attracted in another direction. So Prabhupada writes over there that the ears are attracted to radio songs. Now he's writing that in the translation. Now somebody may say, at Prahlad Maharaj's time, there was no radio and there were no radio songs. So what is Prabhupada doing? Prabhupada is making that concept accessible. You know, Prabhupada, if he had written the purport today, he might have said, ears are attracted to jukeboxes or to whatever. So we have to make the concepts as contemporarily intelligible as possible. And then the concepts hit into us. You know, they register within us, and then we feel more inspired to apply them. Underlying my principles. Okay. So, thank you. Shall we stop here? Are any other questions?
Prabhupada said, you cannot